And if it's a really stuck one, and if he's really been insistent on it, instead of flashing back in your face, he'll level. One of the smartest lines in Book One, by the way, was, if you can just parallel what the mind is doing, you got it made. That's true. And in that particular case, he's trying to make somebody guilty of an overt act. So he says, oh, guilty of an overt act. The Arabs, my officers, the Roman Senate, the Roman system, the Roman army, the legion, the colonel of the regiment, the cohort, everything, this, that, so forth. Other people. Give him a chance to run off automaticities, by the way. Your repetitive auditing command of insisting on only one answer at a time sometimes doesn't cope with an automaticity. You can always say, well, give me a few of them. You know, and it just fires off. Brr. You say, how's the sand in your throat? The sand in my throat? What sand? Oh, the sand in my throat. All right, would it make me guilty of an overt act? Well, it sure would, putting me into that incident again. As a matter of fact, I just happen to think, you know, I caused the mutiny that caused the disbanding of that cohort. What do you know? I just remembered that. I wonder why I didn't think of that before. I'm afraid that was the case. Of course, there were other ringleaders, and I was just one of the fellows. And you get him back up to a point where he caused the mutiny, and that's why it's all about. See? And that's how that thing will fall apart. But actually, it won't fall apart if he is still panic-stricken on the subject of withholds. If he's afraid he will continue to mutiny against any military organization he has anything to do with, he won't hardly even know about the incident. So, you've got your other angle of attack is, you've got it right there, a military organization or whatever it reacted to, or you could even take a specialized terminal. We don't much care how you do this because you're not going to run it ad nauseum, you know, as a repetitive command forever. You're just going to rehabilitate for that little particular section of time. You're going to rehabilitate his ability to withhold against that cohort or against those officers, whatever was banging on the meter. You see? You say, well, what could you withhold from Legion officers? And he's liable to think for a long time, think he was in Africa, and ICE would be in Greenland or something. So he could probably, and they didn't know about Greenland, and he didn't know about Greenland either at that time. So therefore, it's safe to say that he could withhold a piece of Greenland from the Legion officers. Now he'll go on that gradient scale, all of a sudden rehabilitate his ability to withhold, and you'll find out that this bird has been killing officers for a very, very long time. That's his first action in battle. First action in battle, he says, well, this time, he said, these centurions here are pretty good, and everything's pretty good, and this time I'm going to be a good boy, and not like I was in the Phoenician army, you know, but I'm going to be a good boy this time, and so on. I'm going to get along with these fellows. I'm going to be a model of a good soldier and everything, and he gets into battle, and they're all rushing forward, and there's the exposed back of a centurion. His sword goes right straight through it, bang. And he said, how did that sword move into the back of that centurion? That's the mystery. Who did it? This is one of the reasons men start thinking up about ghosts and devils and things that go boom in the night. That's why they have Athena soaring over the battle, giving victory to one side or the other. See? She could always direct your sword arm to do the wrong thing. That kind of thing.